T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Now, light rain, 45 degrees, 6:30 here on a Monday morning. Many Kansas County's websites may be at risk as they lack basic protocols that make it easier for hackers to impersonate websites.
Out of 105 counties, only 8 of them have websites ending in .gov, a domain extension only government officials can control, and 60 counties' URLs start with HTTP rather than the more secure HTTPS. Security concerns have become more prominent as local governments have become frequent targets in ransomware, where hackers hold data hostage in exchange for money. According to KCUR-FM, experts say it could be a serious concern for smaller governments during a time of increasing cyber attacks. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Authorities say that a small fire in a cooler inside Kansas State University's Bill Snyder Family Stadium caused an estimated $10,000 in damage to food that was being stored there. The Capital Journal reports fire broke out Friday evening, quickly contained. No one was injured. The Manhattan Fire Department says the cause of that fire is under investigation.
President Trump begins his week in India, but he'll conclude his week with a campaign rally in the U.S.
President Trump will host a Keep America Great rally on Friday in North Charleston, South Carolina. The rally comes the day before voters head to the polls for South Carolina's first-in-the-South Democratic presidential primary. The president beat Hillary Clinton by 14 percentage points in South Carolina in 2016, winning the state's 9 electoral votes. The Palmetto State will in all likelihood be Trump country once again in November, the president's campaign aiming to keep his base energized with this upcoming campaign rally. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Authorities say a man has been struck and killed by a Mardi Gras float during a parade in New Orleans. It was the second death in days involving a parade float. It cast a pall over the carnival festivities. Police say the death occurred on Saturday night, and after that, the rest of the parade was canceled.
Political consultant and President Trump supporter Roger Stone has lost another legal battle.
Federal trial judge Amy Berman Jackson is denying his lawyer's motion to recuse herself from the case prior to ruling on another motion for a new trial. Stone has accused Jackson of bias. She sentenced him to 40 months in prison last week. The defense says Stone's conviction was tainted because it turns out the jury forewoman ran for Congress as a Democrat and has expressed anti-Trump views. Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstructing the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. President Trump has blasted the prosecution of Stone and says there's a good chance he'll be exonerated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
What have gasoline prices done in the United States during the last couple of weeks?
Trilby Lumberg, publisher of the Lumberg Survey, which tracks gas prices, says things have remained status quo.
Gasoline prices did not change on average in the past 2 weeks. The regular grade average nationally is $2.53. It's within 0.2 of a penny of what it was back on February 7.
Lundberg says prices will be going up soon as daylight saving time commences and people spend more time in their cars during the longer days. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
And now the forecast on a Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Light to moderate rain will continue to spin around an area of low pressure that's moving through, and that will continue to bring some wet weather on the drive to work. Today's high near 50 with gusty north winds, a mix of rain and some snow later on after midnight, our low 32, and then light showers again on Tuesday with a high in the low 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now light rain, 45 degrees, northeast wind at 13 miles per hour, 635 here on a Monday. And as Ted said, we've had at least one accident this morning, and the streets could be a little slick out there, so be aware of that. If you're heading out the door this morning for a Monday, back to work, back to school, whatever, after the weekend, this is Monday, February 24th, 2020. On this date in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits album became the first album in the U.S. to be certified platinum, for at least 1 million copies sold. The new award was conceived because high sales meant too many artists were winning gold records. So they went to a platinum, and I've got that CD. I've got it. And when it first came out in 76, I believe we had it. The format at that time was the cassette tape. And I had that in my car for years and years. That is one terrific album, the Eagles' Greatest Hits. A Jewish community in Albany, New York, was evacuated and searched yesterday after it and several other centers around the country received anonymous emails with vague threats that mentioned a bomb. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo went to the center after police evacuated about 100 people, searched the building with dogs, and declared it safe. Cuomo's office says similar vague threats were mailed to about 18 Jewish community centers around the U.S. The office had no further details about the threats, nor did they say whether police searched other locations. Cuomo said the FBI is investigating where the threats might have originated. Well, everyone knows you're supposed to call 911 only for emergencies, but not everyone agrees on what an emergency is. Authorities in Ohio arrested a woman for dialing 911 because her parents cut her cell phone service. Police say 36-year-old Solani Katarpal was arrested this month and charged with disrupting police services. 36 years old, and mom and dad have owned her cell phone. The Canton Repository newspaper quotes jail records as saying the woman repeatedly dialed 911 to complain her parents shut off her cell phone. At one point, an officer told her 911 is only for emergencies. But 2 hours later, she called again and insisted her cell phone service was a legitimate issue, and that led to her arrest.
Good.
You can argue
maybe
that.
Maybe she'll get the point now.
Get that. Argue that in front of a judge if you want, but I got a feeling the judge's not going to be too excited about the argument that my mom shut off my cell phone and I'm 36 years old. Okay. I'm making a judgment there, I know. But, you know, some people just think mom and dad owe them everything forever, I guess. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up just about an hour from now, Ted, it's Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple will be with us.
Very good.
7:35 this morning, so be listening for that because we'll have some information about. I hope to ask him a little bit about what's coming up on the city council meeting. They're going to have one tomorrow. I think they're going to talk about cutting weeds, and apparently there's dozens of people who have not cut their weeds and are going to pay a fine. That's what I'm seeing. Let's see what the mayor says about that coming up about an hour from now.
Who has weeds in February?
Well, this may be have accumulated over the past year. I'm going to see how that's a good question, but how are they going to deal with that? The mayor, I'm sure, will put us in the picture. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, Friday was another session of negative trading and closes for the cattle complex. Now, most of the contracts made new lows for the week Friday, and we also saw last week in Kansas nearly 20,000 head of cattle trade at the price of 120. Our trading action and closes were also negative for the lean hog futures, and our cattle and feed report Friday afternoon was slightly friendly with placements below year-ago levels. On the close Friday, April live cattle, 90 cents lower at 118.25. March feeders down 60 cents at 140.20. And April lean hogs up 15 cents at 67.02. Now, Friday's positive trading was short-lived as the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed negative. Now, renewed coronavirus concerns weighed on the ag and outside markets on Friday, and we are seeing increased concerns over the weekend of the coronavirus as it's resulted in large losses in the ag, energy, and financial markets overnight. We're looking at the moment, May KC wheat down 7¾ cents at 467¾, May corn down 3 cents at 377¾, May soybeans down 10¾ at 888¼. April crude oil is trading $2.12 lower at 51.26. April gold is up $35.20 at $1,684. March S&P 83 points lower at 3,256 and a quarter. The March dollar index 28 cents higher at 99.47. And March Dow Jones futures have been down over 850 points, are now down 754 points at 28,229. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Excuse me. I guess I wasn't paying attention. What's happening with the stock market? What are they afraid of this morning?
Well, over the weekend, the coronavirus has got a lot more. A lot more attention. South Korea put on an alert, the most severe alert they have over there, as they've seen an uptrend in the number of people contracting it. And it's caused a lot of concerns about how it's affected the transportation of supplies around the world.
Right.
You know,
right.
A lot of things come out of China. A lot of, you know, kind of junk stuff, too. But still, it's things that get into everybody's economies, and it's having an effect there, too. So we're seeing, I would call it, overreaction once again this morning of downside.
Ah, they'll relax a little later on today, I'm sure. What about Brazil and beef imports? What do you know about that?
Well, Brazil has been increasing their amount of beef exports to other countries out there considerable. And they've also got to consider there's also some things going on with their economy down there, too, as their real, that's their currency, has really plummeted to the downside also.
Well, I just saw something this morning that they're going to drop this ban on Brazil beef coming into the U.S. Did you hear about that?
I have not seen that.
Look for that. But
there's been a lot of controversy about that, Steve, one thing that I don't think would be a real wise thing to do, because they still have some problems down there if they're beef.
Yeah, apparently it's getting a little blowback right here at the first thing. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. So, yeah, beef, it's what's for dinner, right?
Exactly.
I'm thinking I'm going for a ribeye tonight. I don't know. It's Monday, but, you know, why not, huh?
There's nothing wrong with steak and eggs in the morning either.
Yeah, you'll eat a steak in every day that ends in the letter Y, right?
That's right. That's the only days I do it.
at least you're limited. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Tom. 6:42 now. Steve and Ted coming up. We got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, redoing Social Security. Are you kidding me, Don? That's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.